This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. There's a lot that needs to come off a boat when it docks. And it's not uncommon that some of that waste, like used oil or food wrappers, ends up in the ocean instead of in the trash. Bristol Bay fisherman Tav Amu wants to gather more data on how clean Alaska's harbors actually are, and how the people who use them think about harbor cleanliness. He's interviewing and surveying harbor users with Alaska Sea Grant and is basing his project out of Nanilchik.
I kind of had this idea of what it was like before I started this fellowship.
Amu has been conducting door-to-door interviews in Nanilchik this year. He says he's already been getting more of a sense of just how significant the problem is.
But I think that it might be more of an issue than I originally thought it was.
The state keeps tabs on its harbors through the Alaska Clean Harbors Program. Seward and Homer are both designated clean harbors. Homer Harbor Master Brian Hawkins remembers when the program first came to Alaska. He says it was an adaptation of a Lower 48 program called Clean Marinas.
We put an Alaska spin on it because we're very much commercial. Our harbors are very commercial. And we realized that it's not an overnight change. It's a consistent approach, towards responsible stewardship.
Hawkins says Homer just recertified its harbor, meaning it took another look at its waste disposal practices and made sure they're up to snuff. The conditions of harbors impact more than just the fishermen and commercial operators who use them. Some harbors, like Nanilchik's, back up right into town. But Hawkins says clean harbors are important for ecological reasons as well.
I don't think it's about clean harbors. It's about clean oceans. And harbors are your gateway.
The Clean Harbor Program is optional. Only 5 of the state's 90 harbors have opted in, Amu says. Nanilchik is not one of them, and there's no harbor master there. Amu says the state's Department of Environmental Conservation received a complaint about the harbor being dirty, which is in part why he's focusing his study there. Pending approval from the Department of Transportation, he's also working with students from both Dillingham and Nanilchik to create signs for those areas.
The program is having students come up with a sign design of what clean harbors mean to me and incorporating the local community values in that. And then we have a competition and the winning student has their sign turned into a permanent sign that's placed down at the harbor in the hopes of reminding people that that polluting is bad and that trashing their area does have significant impacts.
While he's focusing his interviews in Nanilchik and Dillingham, Amu is also inviting all boat and harbor users across Alaska to respond to a clean harbor survey.
So having people who are in the communities kind of verbalize what are the major issues, are there major issues, and where are they stemming from, what do they see, helps us kind of focalize our attention to those issues in those areas rather than just a blanche carte sort of response to pollution.
In the end, he wants to use his findings to draw up a report and help communities come up with localized solutions.
Highlighting areas where we could improve, I think, would be a good thing, especially if it comes to conservation or sustainability issues. And pollution in a harbor, you know, is a small piece of the puzzle, but it is a piece.
We'll have a link to the survey in the online version of this story at kdll.org. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.